a new life in Christ. He is risen indeed. Today we gather to hear again the greatest news the world has ever known. And do you know what that news is? Anyone? You can guess. Maybe you get a chocolate. Jesus Christ is alive. That is the greatest news. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. The story from Matthew 28 that Demi just read to us talks about two women, two Mary. We sang about them earlier, didn't we? Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. They made their way to the tomb, looking to pay their respect, just like many of us do when we've lost loved one and we just want to go and polish, to tombstone or just pay our respect. They were probably carrying anointments just to anoint and maybe perfume the body and all that. They were not expecting any miracle. They were not expecting anything extraordinary or spectacular. They were just carrying grief. They were going to mourn. But suddenly, everything changes. We heard that the earth shook. We heard that an angel descended. We heard that the stone had been rolled away. The stone to the tomb had been rolled away. And an angel declared some words that still echo through history. He is not here. He has risen. That's what the angel said. And that changes everything. Paul in Romans 6 helps us understand the importance of what happened. In that story from the gospel, Paul tells us in Romans 6 that we were therefore buried with Jesus through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too may live a new life. The Bible calls Jesus the firstborn from the dead. And that should give each and every one of us hope. If Jesus didn't rise up from the dead, he would have been just like any other ordinary person. But Jesus rose from the dead. And the importance of this is that it's not just about what happened to Jesus. It is about how that affects each and every one of us. Because Jesus died and rose again from the dead, we know that our sins have been forgiven. We know that our lives can be transformed. We know that death does not have the final say over situations. We all know the length people will go to avoid death. The force of death is so powerful that even the Bible says the last enemy to be destroyed is death. But you know what? Jesus has demonstrated that he is Lord even over death. And this is at the heart of our faith as Christians. As Christians, we believe that what Jesus did, that is to weaken, demonstrated to us that from out, from inside darkness, light can come forth. From inside death, life can emerge. You might have heard about the word being born again. And I talked about that even a few weeks ago. That is what we are all called to be born again, to receive a new life. Let me explain this a bit. How many of you have been to Woolwich recently? Some of you live there, so don't be shy. Think of what is happening around the town center, around Woolwich Arsenal, and so on. I'm sure you agree with me that what is happening is more than a renovation. It's like a rebirth. It's like the whole area has been born again. There's a new lease of life. Would you agree with me? Remember what those old worn-out buildings that were once marked by broken windows and horrible graffitis, peeling paint and years of neglect? Can you see a lot of them now giving way to all these beautiful things like the Woolwich Waves and the rest of them? I suppose many assumed nothing good could come from that area. I'll tell you a little joke, but it's true. When I told some of my friends I was leaving Blackheath to come here, some of them asked me if I was crazy. I think I'm the one having the last laugh now. Because look at that place. Things are not just being patched up. They're being taken down and rebuilt. Something new is beginning to rise all around the area. Beautiful things, beautiful buildings, beautiful spaces being created from what used to be horrible looking. And even now, many people still continue to say, why put so much effort into a place like Woolwich? The answer is simple. Because we can already see what it will become. And because some people can see what that area can become. And that is very similar to the story of Easter. It's a story that teaches us never to give up on what God can do. God can take death and bring life out of it. He can look into darkness and say, let there be light. God looks at lives that feel broken, forgotten, or stuck, or horrible looking, and call forth His beauty and His glory. The resurrection is God's declaration that no life is beyond His power to restore. That is the story of Easter. Let's go back to that story from Matthew 28. Back at the tomb, in verse 5 of that reading from Matthew 28. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know what you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's risen, just as he said. He's not here. He has risen." And it goes on in verse 8. We have in verse 8, the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. Afraid yet filled with joy. That is a beautiful picture of faith. Sometimes we come to God with mixed emotions. Fearful about the future. Doubtful about what our lives will look like very soon. But some also at the same time having a growing joy as we begin to understand what Jesus is able to do. And then something extraordinary happens. In that story, we heard Jesus shows up and greeted them. They worshipped at his feet. That is the story of Easter, moving us from just an information-based kind of engagement with God to an encounter. Yes, those women, Mary, the two Marys, got some information from the angels, but eventually they encounter the resurrected Jesus. It is one thing to hear about the resurrection. It's another thing to actually encounter the resurrected Christ, the risen Christ. Romans 6 verse 11 tells us to count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. What does all this mean for us? The fact that we are gathered, we are celebrating Easter, we're talking, we're saying he is resurrected. What it means for us, part of what that means for us today is that the past does not have the final word. Remember I said earlier, the story did not end on Good Friday. It means sin does not have the final authority. It means death does not have the final victory. You've probably heard this saying, in the end, all things will be well. If it's not well, then it's not the end. To be alive in Christ means we are no longer defined by our previous experiences, but by who God is. The resurrection was a reversal of a defeat. On Good Friday, it looked as if all hope was gone. It looked as if the Romans and the Jewish establishment, the elites, it seems as if they have had the final say. It looked as if death, gloom, darkness had the final say. But on that Easter morning, there was an unveiling of victory. There was an unpacking of new life. So this Easter, children here this morning, understand that Jesus is alive and he loves you and he is always with you whatever happens. Teenagers, young adults, remember that your life has a purpose beyond what the world tells you. Beyond what social media and the rest tells you. You are not an accident. For those of us here carrying burdens and regrets or grief, let the Easter story teach us that hope is not lost. The same God who raised Christ Jesus from the dead can lift you up. For those who have worked with God for many, many years, remember that Easter is a reminder that your story hasn't finished yet. It is still unfolding. The resurrection power is still at work within you. And then at the end of that story, remember how the angel says to the two Marys, go and tell. Go and tell. And Jesus himself later on said to them, go and tell my brothers. Easter is not meant to be kept just to you. The story is meant to be shared. The women came to the tomb expecting death, but they left carrying life-changing news. And we are invited into that same mission to carry hope, to carry faith, to carry love into a world that often feels like it's still standing outside a sealed tomb. If you forget everything I've said this morning, remember this. Because Jesus lives, you can and you will live. You can live free from the guilt of your past. You can live with a sense of purpose. You can live with hope even in the face of hardship. The resurrection is not just a past event, it's a living reality. So today, whatever you brought with you to this service, questions, pain, curiosity, or even joy, hear this good news. The stone has been rolled away. The tomb is empty. Christ is risen. And because he has risen, you are invited into a life that is new. Not patched up, but new. Eternal and full of hope. Nothing is beyond God's power to create. We are a people of hope. And because Jesus is risen, whatever you are going through, I want you to have the faith and the hope that you will rise. Because that same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is at work within us. Let us just embrace it. Amen. We're going to have a declaration.